And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is business, business, business. Each of my guests is talking about aspects of business that they're involved in. My first guest was the co-anchor of CNBC's News, The Call. She's the former energy reporter for that network. But before she was on CNBC, she was a childhood actor, and we discussed her life in the media and how she transitioned from a child star to a business reporter. My second guest is a successful businessman and consultant. He's the master of workarounds that keep you moving forward in business and in life. We discussed his latest book, Workarounds at Work. My next guest has been helping companies develop a service culture for the past 28 years. He shows firms how to crush the competition through customer service. We'll discuss the decline in customer service in this country and what we can do about it from his latest book titled Empowerment, A Way of Life. If you want to join the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. John Scholl is a service strategist. He shows firms how to crush the competition, rapidly build market share, and build legendary brands. He is the author of 5 books. His message is based on common sense that's built around his 36 years of business experience. John has been featured on major television shows like Good Morning America, CNBC, where he probably met Melissa Francis, and PBS. John's technology and books are in 11 languages represented in over 14 countries. Interestingly enough, 90% of Service Quality Institute's business is outside of the United States. John is a native Minnesotan. He lives with his wife in Bloomington. He's an avid sportsman, an active skier, tennis player, and golfer. He also enjoys fishing, hunting, and boating. Welcome to the show, John. How are you today?
Great, Bill. Thank you for letting me be on.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on, particularly because you're such a renowned expert in the area of customer service. And I want to jump right into it because give us some background. I mean, what has led to the deplorable state of customer service here in the United States?
I think most CEOs don't care.
Is that right?
It's irrelevant to them. They're just happy with where they are. Crazy.
That is. I mean, that's the death knell right there. How can you make that's a bold statement? How do you make such a bold statement?
I started in 1979 focusing on customer service, released my first program called Feelings in January of 1980, and I don't think customer service is much better today than it was in 1980.
Wow. Well, now, since 1980, customer service has gone through some transformations, John. For example, customer service is being outsourced right now to countries like India, et cetera. And in what ways has this outsourcing impacted customer service and, more importantly, us as customers, our perception of customer service?
Well, I think anybody that outsources their call centers to India or the Philippines is on a suicide watch.
Oh, why so?
95% of people hate voicemail. When you outsource something to India, the people there can say no, but they cannot say yes. There is zero empowerment. There's about 1/1,000,000th of a chance somebody would ever make an empowered decision. Dell did that. They outsourced most of their stuff to India after Michael Dell retired, and the company lost half of its value. The stock is 50% less than it was when he retired, and it has still never recovered since he came back. So once you've lost your brand on customer service, it's very hard to bring it back.
Hmm. Interesting. Now, we're talking to John Scholl, everybody. It seems to me so very obvious that companies can trounce their competitors by offering better customer service. And companies always say, I mean, you see this in all of their mantras, people are our number one asset. But when it really comes to empowering people, the frontline personnel who can solve the problems, it rarely happens. So where's the disconnect between what the companies are saying and what the companies are actually doing?
I think most companies believe their people are already perfect at customer service. Most companies believe their employees are empowered, and they've just never gone in. They don't really understand what happens on the front line. There's a difference between the CEO who's living the good life and then the typical employee who has to interface with the customer who's never been trained on the art of customer service, and if he did, it was 2 hours or 4 hours 6 years ago.
All right. So most of the CEOs don't care. They believe that their people are already perfect at customer service. You as a businessman who have a customer service consulting company, that sounds like a prescription for failure. Nobody's going to hire you because they think they're perfect already.
That's probably why I get 90% of my business outside the United States. I leave the country and people think I'm pretty good. I'm right here. Nobody cares.
Isn't that interesting that you're more well-known outside of the United States than here in the United States? Do you see other areas of the world, and in particular, what other areas of the world are really embracing customer service and taking it on?
Africa? Latin America? Asia? You know, we do a lot of work in Russia and China. You know, all of them, they recognize they have to improve customer service. In this country, many companies believe they're already good at it, so they're fine. They're real happy.
Interesting. So we're complacent. The rest of the world is getting educated on this. If we carry this scenario forward, John, what does that mean for the United States?
Well, it means that when people come here, the level of customer service is going to be pretty weak. It means that companies right now in their current economy, one of the reasons they have a crisis situation is because their customer service is weak. Walmart, for example, an incredible company, its sales are down, and I think that one of the reasons it lost its brand on customer service. It originally built its company all around customer service, and when Lee Scott took over in 2000, the company doubled sales, tripled sales, and the value of the stock went down. And once people don't understand the power of the customer experience. It's called word-of-mouth advertising. It's how do you create a brand? You can have the lowest possible prices, but what happens to the experience? My research shows that if you can create a great customer experience, you make a lot more money. Money flows from the sky. It's just like snowflakes coming down into your hands with cash.
I want to come back and I want to explore the return on investment aspects of this, John, but I want to get to another thing because you brought up Walmart. By the way, we're talking to John Scholl, everybody, his latest book, Empowerment, A Way of Life. We're talking about customer service. And it's a common complaint that I hear from small businesses here in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties when a big box store, say it's a Target or you mentioned Walmart or Barnes & Noble, they come into the market, the small guys say, oh, we can't compete. Well, certainly they may not be able to compete on price alone, but they could compete by offering better customer service, better product knowledge, and local knowledge. So why do so many mom-and-pop businesses fail when the big boxes move into town?
I think a lot of small owners have an attitude that this is the way I want to run my company. If you don't like it, the heck with you. And, you know, small business, ever since I started 30 years ago, has been the weakest part of customer service. They just don't get it. If you look at Amazon, Jeff Bezos, the CEO, started with two people. It's now, you know, he's worth $12.6 billion. The company grows 30% a year. It's a, you know, $26 billion company. Any small business could have the same success if they focus and master the service strategy. That's why empowerment is so important, Bill. The most important person in a company is not the CEO, it's the employee. And that person has to be able to make very, very fast decisions on the spot, bending rules, to take care of a customer so you have an over-happy customer. If you have over-happy customers, you make a fortune.
All right. Well, I want to come back and talk about that fortune, but I want to focus in before we get there on the employees, from the employee's perspective. What's in it for an employee at a mid-size or large company for them to improve customer service, besides the obvious they keep their job, but assuming that, you know, they've been going along this far without the level of customer service that they have and they've kept their job, what's in it for them to up the stakes to improve their customer service?
I really believe that an empowered employee that's really taking care of customers moves up the ladder very fast. They make more money. They get promoted faster. They just stand out. There are too many employees that are just trying to fit in. They want to be like everybody else. And if you want to significantly increase your income, if you want to lock in a job so you're never going to get fired, if you're the best employee in the company, you're never going to get fired. Your career is locked in for you. You will make more money. That's what I believe empowerment can do for you. That's what awesome customer service can do for you.
All right. Okay. So that's from the employee standpoint. Now, we'll come back to return on investment, which you were talking about before, and I'm going to look at this equation from the management side of things. What needs to happen for the management to empower their people to give superior customer service? What are some examples of this improved return on investment that you've been talking about?
Well, I'll give you an example. In the UK, Metro Bank just opened up on July 29th. It's a brand new bank, first new bank in 150 years in London. And it's going to go from zero to 10% market share within 10 years. It will have $31 billion in deposits. That's an example of what you can do. If you look at the Mayo Clinic, which is healthcare,
mm-hmm.
you know, they understand that if the customer experience is what it's all about. So if you're in the parking ramp, you know, think about if you ever lost a parking ticket. And what happens when you lose your parking ticket in most ramps? They say, ha ha, I got you, baby.
Right. They take you to
the
Mayo
Clinic, the guy says, hey, don't worry about it. We'll take care of you. Okay?
And they comp them the parking?
Yeah, they, you know, I told him I was there for 2 hours and he charged me for 2 hours.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he just trusts me. I mean, they know that their business is not parking lot. Their business is customer experience. See, this is what I'm talking about with empowerment. You've got to be able to bend the rules. You've got to understand I'm in the customer service business. What can I do to make a customer over happy? Here's the key. Companies spend a lot of money on marketing, trying to bring people to their place of business. 50% of all that money is wasted. Nobody knows, Bill, which half.
Right.
Nobody knows.
The old John Wanamaker quote. 50% of my advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half.
Exactly. So now I got a live customer in front of my eyelids, okay? And I got a little employee out there. I want that employee to spend my money fast because if that customer is over happy, if there's a problem, I want that employee to make a real quick decision because if I have an over happy customer, I get rich. I got a customer loyal for life. I got a customer that will tell 10 to 20 of their friends about how great we are. That's what we want employees to do. That's what we want companies to do. That's why empowerment, a way of life, is so important.
All right. We're talking to John Scholl, everybody. He is a customer service guru, and he just mentioned his book, Empowerment, a Way of Life. That's his latest book. John, now, in your company, you really have like 10 different steps or modules that you help other companies, client companies, work with. Things like leading empowered teams, feelings, empowerment, BAD, the cost reduction campaign. That was the one that stuck out in my mind. BAD is an acronym. Tell us, what is the BAD cost reduction campaign system?
Well, the BAD campaign gets a company to look at all the waste that they have and then to eliminate it because there's a lot of waste. There's $10 here, $25 there, $60 there. Pretty soon it's called real money. Most employees don't care. They know that money grows on trees. Well, the most customer-driven companies like a Southwest Airlines, like an Amazon, Costco, are absolutely brutal at eliminating waste and passing the savings on to the customer. So if you could eliminate waste, you can increase your market share, increase your market dominance, because price is really important. The only way to have better value is you got to have more high-performing employees, and that comes back to the product line that we have, which is building and developing people so that they are customer-driven. And then another element of that is you got to eliminate all the waste, pass the savings on to the customer with increased value. And now you got a tremendous competitive advantage.
All right. That sounds good. Now, John, you've given us some really good overview, some top-level stuff from 30,000 feet. Give us, in the few minutes that we've got remaining, give us some practical tips that listeners to our voice today could implement that would improve customer service within their companies. Just a couple of rifle-shot things.
Okay. Number one, you want to encourage everybody to make very fast, empowered decisions every day in favor of the customer. Number two, you want to develop and train the total workforce on customer service. So feel free to have people call Service Quality Institute. We have incredible tools, very inexpensive, very affordable. They work, they create results. Number three, management has to understand this is a strategy. It's not training. It's how do I own the market? How do I dominate the market? How do I strip customers from my competitors? how do I grab that customer and get them so loyal they'll never look at my competitor again? That's what the customer experience is all about. That's what we're trying to help organizations all over the world do.
All righty. Now let's come back to some of those quick hit ideas. Encourage employees to develop fast action and spend money, if necessary, in favor of the customer. Most people are still not in tune with the idea that customer service is a strategy. They balk at that. They resist at that because they look at it as, hey, they're spending my money. Particularly small businesses view it this way. Help us to get our arms around the strategic implications of helping the customer and deciding in favor of the customer, John.
Well, let's take a restaurant. You could have a problem with a meal, and if that employee makes a very quick decision, maybe they gave away a couple free desserts because of the inconvenience. It's marketing money. Now you got a customer that's ecstatic about what happened. He says, heck, this is a great place.
But that's a good
example. It has to happen in seconds in favor of the customer.
All right, and I get that. But I look at that example and I say, John, well, gee, that's pretty much the standard operating position in all restaurants today. If there's something unhappy, you comp them an appetizer, you comp them some desserts, whatever the case may be. That's SOP. Now, as a consumer, that's table stakes. I expect that. What do you do to really excel or go beyond that?
Well, I'll just give you an example that happened this week. Redbox. I don't know if you've ever rented a DVD from them.
No, I never have. But go on. I know what they are, the vending
DVD. Machines. I sent them an email, and they coded the thing so when it got put back into the slot, it didn't get recycled. And then they sent me two complimentary rentals. They sent me coupons, codes for two complimentary rentals.
All right. Good.
That, in my opinion, is customer experience. The employee has their name. They move very quick. You can call them 24 hours a day. They got live people that answer the phone. That's really what we're trying to get at.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it
there.
What's
your business? Are you in retail or are you in customer experience? Are you in banking or are you in customer experience?
Got it. We're going to have to leave it there, John. We've been talking to John Scholl, everybody, author of the book, Empowerment, A Way of Life. John, if people want to learn more about you, where can they go?
They can go to my customer-service.com. That's my website. They can go to Empowerment, A Way of Life. .com. That's our website. They can call 800-548-0538, and they can buy the book on Amazon or their local bookstore.
Great, John. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you. And that brings us to the end of another show, Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Tune in tomorrow at 9 o'clock for continuing interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community.